Jean-Philippe Julin is a TTB prize winner this year for his work Nadir. He is a student in digital music at the Université de Montréal. Holder of a DEC in audiovisual technique, it is through his work in the field of video that his language has been shaped, mixing elements of music, video art, and programming. Passionate about sound experimentation, he seeks a different way of thinking about music. Nadir is the point on the celestial sphere representing the vertical downward direction. It is the position of the sun at midnight. By extension, it means the worst time, the time of least hope and success. Nadir is the study of the lowest point. This work describes a descent in layers, depicting a dystopian vision in which any sense of improvement is illusory.
Thank you.
Antoine Lussier was awarded a JTTP prize for his work Disjunction. Antoine toured internationally for several years performing with his group Ion Dissonance as a guitarist and composer, but also as a member of pop, rock, hip-hop, blues, and gypsy groups. Lussier is currently a sound engineer and producer with activities that range from directing to teaching as he seeks to broaden this musical venture through acousmatic composition. He is also active in various sectors of music and image creation, notably sound design for short films and music and sound creation for video games. Different possibilities of temporal manipulations afforded by editing were explored during the composition of Disjunction. Using synthesis and sound recording, tiny singularities have spawned expansive constructions. A mechanical and electrical aura feeds the piece from a material point of view, tracing a discursive course of uncertain temporality, an imaginary path of a timeline weakened by disorder.
Thank you. Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Activist responses to the pandemic in Kenya. A webinar co-hosted by CKUT and Alternatives, with presentations by Gashiki Gashiki from the Matari Social Justice Center in Nairobi, documentary filmmaker Zahra Mulu, Suhail Omar, an organizer with Mutual Aid Kenya. This conversation will be moderated by Stefan Christoph of Free City Radio. It will be broadcast on Wednesday, October 13th from 2 to 3 p.m. as part of a series of discussions with activists around the world looking at how social movements and community organizers have been organizing surrounding the pandemic crisis. For more information, visit alternatives.ca. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
You are tuned into If You Got Ears here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Today we've been listening to works by award recipients from this year's JTTP project, which is organized by the Canadian Electroacoustic Community, or CEC. So we heard works by JTTP recipients Pablo Gerhardt and Joseph Sims, Diego Bermudez Chamberlain, Antoine Lussier, and Jean-Philippe Julin. We also heard work by Colin Frank, who is the recipient of the Hildegard Westerkamp Award for Soundscape and Sound Installation, and a work by Marianne Berard, who received the Martin Gottfried and Martin Bartlett Award for Live Electroacoustic Practices. The background music that you've heard throughout is by Aimee, A-E-M-A-E, and it was a track called Crypto Crystalline from the album The Helical Word. With about 30 minutes left in the program for today, we're going to be hearing next a track from Caitlin Aurelia Smith and Suzanne Chiani from their album Sunergy, which was released in 2016 on Revenge International, and we will be hearing a track called A New Day.
directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Prison Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviera de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways. And it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
Following is a previously broadcast program.
Everybody, thank you for joining our panel today. This is part of a series hosted by Alternatives in collaboration with CKUT Radio in Montreal, and particularly the program Free City Radio, which is a program that explores the intersections of activism and the arts, but also tries to highlight voices from around the world. The webinar today is looking at the ways that activists are responding to the pandemic crisis in Kenya, but also looking at the broader context of systemic injustice in Kenya. So for a number of years, there's been various important campaigns around police brutality and repression that has been targeting urban poor communities in Nairobi, but also in other cities. This has been amplified in some ways in the context of the pandemic and the state enforcement mechanisms of restrictions that have impacted in a unbalanced way urban poor communities. There's been a number of people who've lost their lives within this context of police violence. There's a lot of critiques and campaigns around this point. There's also campaigning around the corruption of state PPE and pandemic-related funds,